Evening. Sorry for the late recording. I tried to do this yesterday, and to be honest, if it was one of those, it was one of those days where if I didn't have kids, I would be under a warm compress and with all the blinds shut because I had a headache. I only slept a few hours, and then I kind of forgot about it because I woke up from like 4 to probably 6. I refused to look at the clock because I didn't want it to be even later, and then me just be like, well, like I'm getting up now. So I ended up falling back asleep around 6, I guess, and we woke up at 7. So it was enough sleep to like make me kind of forget that I woke up in the middle of the night and then also feel kind of hungover. So we went and got coffee, and if I had remembered that I woke up in the middle of the night, I wouldn't have gotten my usual quad shot, but I literally blocked it out of my memory. So I got a quad shot, and like if once I've consumed it, I'm like, man, I feel really bad. Like, I feel like sick and anxious and tired, like worse, you know, like more tired. And I was like, I don't understand. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was up last night for like hours. And it was one of those, like, you know, like when you're drinking and you start to drink too much and you instantly regret it and you want to be like sober immediately. It was like that, but with caffeine. I wanted to be just uncaffeinated as soon as possible, but obviously, like, I couldn't do that. And the entire day felt like I had just consumed coffee, like, just that second. Still pressed record, and I tried to, like, I don't know, I had everything like I wanted to say, and I just like couldn't talk. And I literally couldn't talk the days before because I had a freaking, or I have a cold, not a cold sore, a canker sore. I have a canker sore that's one of the most uncomfortable things right now, and it is causing, it's down, it's like way down now, but whatever. It's been a week. Honestly, no, it's just been like 2 days. Just 2 days of like not sleeping and having canker sore. I'm going to attempt to do this without coffee, so we'll see how it goes. Let's see, what have I read this week? So I started obviously reading Rose of Jericho, and then I stopped and I was like, I was like unsure if I was gonna finish it or read Red Rabbit. And so I started reading Red Rabbit, and then I decided that I just had to finish Red Rabbit because all, well, not all, but a lot of the characters were in Red Rabbit. And so I need to know what's happening before now, which I guess technically it did say, I don't know, like I don't know. Different seasons of this of a different of the story with the same characters or something. So I just decided to start reading Red Rabbit, and it's lengthy, and it's slower paced, but I am really enjoying it. It's again, it's like I don't even know what it would be categorized as, like fiction, kind of Western, but not like Western really. I don't know. Let me look it up and see what else I've been reading. I've been really missing my romance books, and I've specifically like another Emily Henry. But I haven't read any romance, and I did that because I was getting a little bit stuck in a rut, so I wanted to like branch out and read different genres, which this one is something that I wouldn't like typically read. But I can't. I just I can't, I miss my romance, and it's so funny because I haven't even. This is like the first year I've picked it up. So let's see. Red Rabbit, Rose of Jericho. And then, other than that, I'm still reading The Whisper Man, but I've read like two chapters of it. I needed something to, I don't know, like, I don't know. I couldn't get into like a lot of things recently. I also just, okay, so last we talked, I was still reading The Last Thing He Told Me. And then I also read Grey After Dark. So in The Last Thing He Told Me, I think I said like I rated it 3 stars, and I was like, it's 3.5, really. I don't know, because it did make me cry, but everything makes me cry, and so I let it sit for a little bit. I obviously like immediately mark it as read because I have to bookshelf it on my little Goodreads so that I keep track of everything, and I rated it 3 stars, and then I had some time to think about it, or I said 3.5, but you know, obviously there's no half ratings. And I had some time to think about it, and the ending made me mad. So I went back and I just, well, to in stories and said it's actually 3 stars because I'm mad now. And on Goodreads, it's still three. Oh, actually, it says 3.5 stars. I'm just seeing it, but I don't know. I've been reading a lot of books that the like I don't know. Like I find someone that I like. I find someone whose books align with like I don't know. They'll give me one good book recommendation, and then it's like a really good book. And then I'm like, great, what else? And then the next books have just been like falling flat, you know? And so this isn't like someone I know personally. But yeah, like I have been like kind of reading, like trying to go to like credited sources online. And I just, I'm seeing what books I feel are overhyped. And these are from people who read them. It's not like they're just like talking about, you know? So like I was just like, I don't know, I can't get behind it. Like, we used to live here. We used to live here was so bad. And I gave it 2 stars just because like I was interested and I did get like kind of spooked in the beginning when before I knew like what was I was like the anticipation of like what could happen. And I felt like the story had so much potential. And it just like fell so flat every time. You know, it's like when people buy Walmart cakes and then take the icing off and then make it into this like beautiful, crazy cake. Except someone just bought the Walmart cake and put it up on the shelf, or not the shelf, on the counter, you know? And so it just fell so flat, especially after reading Hidden Pictures. I think Hidden Pictures was just so good that I was expecting like the next thriller to be amazing, and or next like spooky, you know, kind of mystery thriller to be amazing, and it just wasn't. And then I read After the Last Thing You Told Me, I might actually try to see if I can return this one on Audible and get a new credit, because I did purchase Gray After Dark by Noelle W. I don't know how to say that. Is it an I? Ihli? Or is it, let's say, Illy? But I don't know. But the book is called Gray After Dark. And it's based loosely based, not really though, inspired by a true story, of a kidnapping of an Olympic sport athlete while she was out on a run. And so it's very loosely based off of her story. Not based, I'll just say inspired by it, because it's not very similar other than like there was a kidnapping and she was an Olympian with the same sport. And that's kind of pretty much it. But anyway, I rated it 3 stars, and this was another one that I was expecting like to be I'm like people have rated it 5 stars, so like I don't know, I was expecting it to live up more, and it just was kind of boring. I felt like I was watching a Lifetime movie in where they try to like fear tactics scare you. Like it was like going to church kind of. Where everything was just like, this could be your reality. And I felt like that was part of it. Was like people were literally like, oh, 4 stars, but I'm giving it 5 because it was based off a true story. It was so loosely inspired by that story though. And so I guess like it made people feel like this could happen to you. But like it was the timeline from the true events were like 2 days, I believe, or like a few hours, like I don't want to say like a few hours, but like 18 hours or so of a kidnapping. I don't know. I'll have to like look it up. But the story was like months of a kidnapping. So like obviously it's dramatized, but I feel like that's what people like made people like so creeped out to where they're like, oh, now 5 stars because like what if this happened to you? And it's like I don't know. Like do things like that obviously do happen, but like I just think that the loosely based off the true story thing made people like get the wrong intention or idea of it, and so it like made it out to be more than it actually was. Maybe a lot of this is me being like desensitized to this could happen to you, because I was raised by like, you know, I do have some anxiety on the last episode, but you guys know that I was raised by like very religious parents, and so I feel like when I wasn't at church having this shoved down my throat of like, you know, you could die at any moment or whatever, because of this, and like not just die, but like zombie, like Romero style, are going to like pop out of the ground, and like people are going to be like disappearing, and the sky is going to be on fire, you know, like legit, like no nuance, just like 100%. Like, we're going to, our eyeballs are going to leak blood. I don't know. That was fake, but I'm just saying, like, that's like, I was raised, you know, on like, yeah. And then when I wasn't at church, like 3 days a week, I was at home watching Lifetime movies with my mom, thinking that like, if a boy texts me, then he immediately, like, we aren't friends. He wants my body, and like, he's going to sell it on the black market or something. You know, like, it was like so crazy. Like, the, and Lifetime movies are insane. They are insane. And everyone is so on edge. That's like so anxiety inducing. And I feel like for like a young kid, like, I was like 11 and 12 watching these. And I feel like, or maybe even younger, but I feel like for like the age I was, to be watching people go through like the most ridiculous, I was younger, because I remember going to high school, or sorry, going to junior high. And I was like, people don't actually like do self-harm. And then going to middle school, you know, girls were like talking about it. And I was like, oh, I thought that was just on movies. So like, I thought it was so dramatic, like dramatized, that I was like, this isn't real, you know. But like, still to be like 8 years old and watching like people have affairs and then whole other lives, and then they like kill their spouse because of that or whatever. Like, it's insane. It's insanity. Or like the checker at the grocery store wasn't like, I should have been watching Gilmore Girls, which is what my brother did. I think when my brother like hung out with me, we were watching like Gilmore Girls and Anthony Bourdain and HGTV. Like, he knew what to feed me and what not to wear. But my mom was just like Lifetime movies, you know? So it was crazy because of like that spectrum and how my brother kind of like nurtured me in that way. I'm saying way too much. But anyway, maybe you relate, who knows? Or maybe you were the brother in the story. But I should have been watching like real life stories in that way, of like real life people. I could have watched reality TV and been like better off, but whatever. So my version of reality TV was Lifetime movies, and that's what I felt like this book was. It was just like a huge scare tactic, and that was supposed to be like the scary part. Like, the parts that were like gruesome, quote unquote, weren't even like, they were gimmicky to me, and they were like, what it was, there was a lot of cliches. And so I just like, I don't know, I didn't vibe with it. Honestly, I want to take my rating back and do like 2 stars, or I don't know. And that's all I've read last week, with the exception of like also reading Red Rabbit and Rose of Jericho halfway through. I'm like, with Red Rabbit, I'm really enjoying this one. And I'm like, I don't know, a few chapters away. I don't know. I feel like I'm sounding annoyed, but I'm just sleepy. For some reason, I wanted to do this before I made my morning coffee, because I've been making my coffee in the mocha pot, and it takes centuries to brew and prep. So, you know, I also like, I have a Keurig and I haven't used it in literally like a year. So I don't even know. I don't know how safe it is anymore. I'm meant to like run vinegar through it a few times or something if I want to use it again. I'll probably just end up, I don't know. My husband and I were like talking about that, like if we want to buy another smaller Keurig, or if we want to get like a drip coffee, because like I want different options. Obviously, it would be a dream to have the Breville espresso maker, but like I just don't see us getting one right now. And so, yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe like getting a smaller thing to brew coffee. Sorry if this is so boring. I need to wake the F up. Okay. I wanted to give like a little rundown on astrology, maybe just like the little like cliff notes or a beginner's guide, very minimal, because I am not an expert. But like, I feel like every time I talk about this, or I talk about it with a friend, they like don't really understand what I'm trying to say. And so I'm hoping to like create like a mini cheat sheet, but I'm just going off like different sites that I have pulled up on my notes in my phone, my notes app. So we're just gonna go through that and see. So first of all, we have, I really like, I don't have the CoStar app because I don't know, I found it a bit boring. But I like what they had to say on their website about what is astrology. So let me just like read this real quick. Astrology and astronomy were a single discipline for thousands of years. Until the 1700s, the study of the stars' motion, now known as astronomy, was the same as the study of the stars' effect, now known as astrology. Astrology places a human's lived experience into the context of an enormous, endlessly moving universe. So I hope that made sense. And then we have our planet's orbit. So we have our 12 zodiac signs that are in a ring of constellations at the same latitude as our solar system. So they're just like circling us, okay? And then we have our solar system and our planets that are in constant motion. And so based on like what time and what location, like where you were born, date, time, location, you have a different planet in a different zodiac sign, or you may not have any planets in your chart because they probably are like aren't in a sign or whatever. So we're constantly like moving, you know, so that's why date and time are so important, and location is like where you are in the world, because it's not just like one flat plane of existence or whatever. And then that determines like where we are in as far as like our chart. And so our chart will show us like what planet was in what location and the latitude. I don't know like the degrees. I can't really get into like all of that because I don't know enough yet. But clearly this is something that I'm like very interested in. And so I need to find like what books can like, I don't know, what I need to study. So the zodiac signs, the zodiac is like a belt. I already read that. A belt of constellations in the sky divided into 12 signs, each associated with a set of personal traits and characteristics. These are signs that are grouped into elements like fire, earth, air, and water, and modes such as cardinal, fixed, and mutable, which further influence their expression. I'm reading this from Google now. Okay, so planets. Each planet in astrology represents a different aspect of personality and life, such as the sun, identity. Moon is your emotional state. Mercury is communication, the way we communicate. Venus, love. But I feel like there's so much more, like in depth, that really to all of these. It's like how we it's the filter that we use for all of these. Like attracting love, showing love, where love shows up in our life and what parts and how, is all based on like where Venus is in our chart, what house, and all of this stuff. So their positions in the zodiac signs at birth are considered significant. Yes, duh. Okay, this is why I don't like Google, because it like uses AI in the beginning of the search, and it feels redundant. Three houses. The birth chart is divided into 12 houses, each representing a different area of the life, such as career, relationship, finances, etc. The planets in these houses are said to color how their energies are expressed in those areas. See, again, it always ends with something like super redundant. I love to hate on it. Four, birth chart. A birth chart or natal chart is a map of the sky at the exact moment of a person's birth, showing the positions and planet moons and their placements within the zodiac signs and houses. This chart is used to analyze the person's personality, potential, and life path. Okay, so I went into that a little bit, and then I have a little bit. Dude, this is like the best little cheat sheet that I found, like a printed, or not printed, but like laid out in a very like, honestly, a very Virgo way. It was just like very neat and organized. And it's literally from dummies.com. Okay. So it has charts on what the zodiac signs are. First in the chart being Aries, last being Pisces. And then what their ruler is, like their ruling planet, their traits, which I don't feel like the traits are very important. I feel like with a ruling planet, well, yes, they are, duh, but like, I feel like you can overlook it and like really find out, like, don't take that to heart, you know, like a Leo or Aries, okay, their traits say energy and initiative. Don't like immediately like just take that as like you have to be like, you don't feel like very energetic, or maybe like it's whether it's like different, like your moon, your emotional state is going to have like to play in with that. So like there's different aspects to all of this that like really define or make up your natal chart. And so like it's not, you know, like people go by their sun sign and that's all they know. There's so much more to it. This is what I'm saying. Okay, so we have the first house. So we have 12 houses, and our first house, the area of influence is appearance and outward personality. So your first house, shit, dude, I feel like now I'm getting nervous talking about it. Let's just say like that's where our appearance and outward personality is, how we present. Our second house is money, possessions, and value. So if you like want to see, like, get an eye into your finances, you can go and see like what sign you have in your second house, what planet's there, what the ruler of your sign is in that house. But then you're also like maybe wanting to go to your 10th house, which is your house of career, and see how those can like how they coexist and see what that planet ruler is. And so, or sorry, with that, the planet, well, yeah, the ruler. Does that make sense? Am I making sense? Sorry if I'm not. I'm getting nervous now because I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot of information. Third house is communication, immediate environment, and I guess brothers and sisters as well. Like, okay. Fourth house, home, parents, roots, circumstances at the end of life. So your fourth house is like a lot to do with like your home life and family. And I just think it's funny because my fourth house is in Sagittarius, and my husband and both of our children are Sagittarius risings. And it's just funny how they kind of, I don't know. It's just funny how we kind of like mend together. Fifth house is romance, children, creativity, and fun. Sixth house, work, health, and service. Seventh house, marriage and other partnerships. Eighth house, sex, death, regeneration, and other people's money. Ninth house, higher education, travel, religion, philosophy, publishing, and law. 10th house, career, status, and reputation. 11th house, friends, groups, goals, and aspirations. And then your 12th house, seclusion, secret spirituality, and self-sabotage intuitions. Okay. Then there's also like our North Node, which I don't really like. I feel like there's so much that I don't know. And there's so much that I feel like there's so much that I don't know. And then when I talk to someone about it, I find out that the majority of people just like understand what their star sign is. And then that's it. A lot of like, honestly, like TikTok has helped a lot. And if I like just search up like fifth house Aries or whatever, or Jupiter in the fifth house, and like I'm just like making shit up now. I don't have those placements, or I don't think I do. So if I just like look that up, there's going to be a video on it, and it's going to be like a few videos, like giving you a breakdown on what it is. So whatever you have, whatever house and planet, there's a video out there for it. So, and then the more that you find out, I think the more that you like can kind of filter out who is actually giving you valuable information and who is just kind of like going based off of, not the biases, but like the stereotypes. I feel like a lot of people who aren't very credible go by stereotypes. So it's a whole chart that you have to take into consideration. So like whatever you want to look up, I think just going like house or just going house by house on your chart and looking up a video for that will give you like a better understanding. And then you're going to like go down different rabbit holes and find out like how they are, like they'll say, you know, if you have this placement here, like specifically with like a Leo sun, and then you can go into that, you know? So there's like a whole bunch of information that you can find out. And it tells you like a lot about your life path that I think there's like more predetermined than we realize. I'm not saying that like everything is already like made up for us in our lives, but I think there are things that we don't are out of our control that we just know to anticipate based on our chart, but are they're out of our control. And I think that like the more that we know about ourselves, the more that we can enjoy our life, because there's not everything we're going to be able to control or see or predict, but the more that we can accept that, the easier it's going to be. And I think that we'll have like a much better enjoyment and understanding of ourselves.
What, baby?
I would love to have someone on who like knows more about this and can give more of an explanation, because our chart can really tell us like where we meet our spouse and like where but like a career and like where we can find ourselves in like an old age, like just like so much. My dog is annoying me because he's barking. So much behind the scenes that like I think I just don't understand, like when people don't believe in it, because there's so it like it was literally studied. I don't understand, but like there and whatever, there's just so much that if you have all this information that like people will say like, oh yeah, like that, it's so weird how like, you know, I read, and like I don't think reading your horoscope is like the most accurate way to get a horoscope, but whatever. But you know, if people are like, yeah, like I've read my horoscope before and it was like weirdly accurate, like, and that's like the very base. Like that is like basically what I'm telling you right now is like looking at a chart and being like, you know, like the very, or like, yeah, I do kind of, I'm an Aries. So like, I do like align with that. Like I do act like stubborn or whatever, or I'm a Taurus and like, I can be kind of like lazy, whatever. Like this, like, those are like very stereotyped, right? But like, what's what I'm saying is like, I just don't understand why you wouldn't want to learn more about yourself, why you wouldn't want to find out like who you are. And I just don't understand. Like if you have all this information that people are like, I think people are too scared. I think people are too scared to find out who they actually are. And like, it's good. Like it's good. And it's also like, there's, you know, things that we aren't proud of, but there's ways to go and feel like go through all this. So I just think that people are too afraid to deal with hard shit and like find out who they are by themselves without an organized religion or without like community or without family, just themselves. But I think that's the way that we become the best, strongest version of ourselves, is to know exactly who we are. And this is a great tool to find that out and just like get more insight. Not like this is going to tell you exactly who you are, but this is a great tool to self-discovery. I don't think the information would be here if it wasn't meant to be learned. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I need coffee. This is going to be a shorter episode because I just was not prepared this week, and that's okay. We're working on it. We have two kids, two crazy littles that I've been trying to soak up every second with. And like truly, truly, this has been the best summer of like my life. It has been an amazing summer. And it's thanks to that dude over there in the corner, my little four-year-old. And of course, my little munchkin and my husband. It's just been like the best. Like obviously things have happened that have not been ideal, but it's been like a really joyous time, and I couldn't be happier with my little family. So I'm giving myself more grace, more and more grace. But I will have these releasing on Thursdays as scheduled at 6 a.m. or whatever time I decide. It's typically, honestly, it's like 4 a.m. when I release the episode. So we'll be back to schedule consecutively, and I want to be dependable, and I want this to be like something that, you know, is actually like curated. So I feel very lucky that I can just like hop on the mic and not be like very anxious and like have a conversation with technically like looks like I'm talking to myself, but I'm not. And it flow easily and me just like feel good about it ish, except for like the anxiety when I talk about my personal life. But anyway, I want to like give more thought into this. And now that I feel like we're going into cozy season, I will have that opportunity. Right now we'll make it because that's what you got to do. You got to like seize the moment. And so like I'm seeing in my mind's eye slowing down so that I can have time for work stuff to pick up. And yeah. Okay. I will see you guys back next week. I hope you have a great week. And I hope that I have read 7 books by the time that I'm back so I can get back to schedule. Okay. It's actually only like 4 books that I'm behind, but whatever. Have a great week. See you back next week.